We're joined here by head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Boys Wrestling Program. They are busy, although here over the last hour or two, not quite as busy as they have been. We'll explain that coming up here shortly. Just got breaking news going into the noon hour for the Trenton Wrestling Program. I know breaking news always sounds really important and late-breaking, and it kind of is, but nothing major, just due to the fact that you didn't want to get too many matches in and break submission regulations. Coach, you were telling me that you were well aware of it, and it's really something that you were on top of. You're not going to Lawson Thursday night, right?
Yeah, that is correct. And Lawson would have been a quad, so most of our boys would have gotten three additional matches, and we kind of tallied up what we have left and how many matches my kids could possibly get, and we were over the number that we needed to be at this point of the season, so we had to cut something, so we made the cut on Thursday night.
That surprises me. I know there probably has to be a cutoff line somewhere, but at the end of the day, too, I would think that if you're in a sport, granted, you don't want to have like 20 matches in a week, but I'm surprised Michelle would have a cutoff line that would be in that area.
Yeah, it is. So the cutoff is 45 matches, and that excludes like forfeits or opens that you would take during a duel. So it's actually 45 matches that you've actually wrestled, and I think it just prevents, kids from being over, 45 matches is a lot of mm-hmm. matches throughout a season. It's pretty tough on their bodies and everything. So I think they just have it in place as just a general guideline.
More matches, too, the more chances there are. Yeah, and I know the kids are in good shape, but the more you're on the mat, the more chances you are getting injuries. You don't want to be injured by the time you get to February.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the time of year we need guys to be 100% and need them to be healthy.
I mention this with coaches all the time that, every coach is just like I'd have a team that's just dominant, win a state championship and roll through every match and just real good, but that's not reality. 99% of the teams in the state, you're going to hit some adversity sometimes, and you really don't know what sort of team you have until you hit adversity. And you have a real good team this year, Coach, but when you wrestle against the Brookfield Bulldogs, most often than not, they're going to give you some adversity. They're really good.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they've got, number one, as far as their dual team, they've got a full lineup, so we go into that duel giving up 24 points right off the bat, and then they've also got really good wrestlers. And when you come from the Chillicothe tournament, we placed second there and feeling pretty good about ourselves, and then we wrestle Brookfield at home and we get beat. It definitely, that was the adversity that you're talking about. And it just shows you, the top three teams of the state, and Brookfield, if I would consider them one of those. They're top notch. I mean, they just do things technically sound and nothing fancy. Their kids go out and do good technique.
The easiest weights to kind of fill are that, 135 to about 210 pounds. I assume most kids in high school are going to be in that, weight class. What Brookfield fills out that makes them tough is that Brookfield is full 106, 113 in those smaller weights that can be tough to fill for these programs. Brookfield, I always feel like that they're really, really strong in those in those lighter weights.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They've always got tough little guys that are, like you said, around the 106 pound to all the way. Really, they're tough all over this year, but they've always had those lighter weights that are tough.
I did run into this morning. Thought I'd just ask you, this 150 pound match between Colton Parn and Hunter McAtee. I just didn't know what the final result was. It said that Parn won, but it was UTB 7-7. What's the official result on that one?
Yeah. So last night we wanted, Hunter would have had two opens in front of the home crowd, so we decided we were going to bump him up to 150 pounds and wrestle the Parn kid. It was a good match that we just needed to have. Mm-hmm. And so that UTB on the results, that means ultimate tiebreaker. So that's if the match is tied after regulation, after the three periods, then you go into a sudden victory on your feet, and the first one to score a takedown wins. Well, Nobody scored a takedown, and then it goes into two 30-second top-bottom sessions, or two kind of mini periods where actually both kids get a chance to be on top and both kids get a chance to be on bottom. And both kids got an escape. And so then whoever scores first, and Hunter scored the first match points, we got our choice, and it goes to the final ultimate tiebreaker. And if we get away, we win. If we get road, we lose. Mm-hmm. And so basically the 30 seconds was up and we were still on bottom, and that was the final result. So I think even on the score it says 7-7,
right?
But winner by ultimate tiebreaker.
Gotcha. Probably, if I look in and say who had the most dominant night, at Sam Gibson. We're used to Sam being dominant, and he was last night. If I just look at somebody else who had a really good night, Gavin Chambers had a really good night for the Bulldogs, Coach.
Yes, he did. Gavin does a great job with his setups. He's got a great double leg, and he gets in on that double leg, and he's been finishing it really well, too. He got in a little trouble against the Brookfield kid. I think it was the second period we got caught in a cradle, and Gavin's a fighter, you know. He's never going to be a kid that goes out and just gives up. He got out of danger and came back to win the match, and yeah, he went 2-0 on the night, and super proud of him. He's been looking really good this time of year.
We talked about Gavin Cagle at heavyweight last week. Just as far as somebody, he's been in a bunch of tough matches. He's won a few, he's lost a few, but yeah, his improvement has been something we talked about last week. But Gavin's getting himself into a lot of really good matches, and he's really getting tested here in mid-January, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And I mean, these were kids that we were getting pinned in the first period by last year, you know, when Gavin was a first-year wrestler. And Gavin he's learning a lot, and he's a little more aggressive out there, and he's just kind of learning how to wrestle like a heavyweight, which definitely has its learning curve with it. But he's doing a great job for us.
We don't have all the time in the world, so we'll just kind of move through these quickly. But how did the guys look at Marceline last Thursday, Coach?
Last Thursday, I thought we wrestled really well. It was a fun night. You know, we started off with polo, and I can't remember. I don't think we may have lost one match out of the whole duel. And our guys just really put things together. And, you know, going back to the Cameron tournament, we dueled Marceline, and I thought we wrestled not very good at all. And we totally changed it around that duel. Obviously, we didn't have the manpower. We had too many opens to win that, but we definitely made it close. We made them earn it.
Yeah, no question. And then Saturday, you know, this is a great sign for the GRC. You want to do well in tournaments. It's going to be the good sign for the GRC tournament, districts, things like that. There's a lot positive that you can take out of Saturday going to Chillicothe, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think there were 3 or 4 Class 2 schools in that tournament, and then also the top team in Class 1, which was St. Pius, and they won it. And for us to get second place in that tournament, I thought our guys did a really good job, and it kind of tells you what kind of tournament team we are. We've got guys that are going to bring home medals, and they're going to score a lot of points for us. So it was a great team effort, and it was a great day Saturday.
Yeah, Sam Gibson won his weight class. Hunter McAtee and Braden Hughes, they both got to the final, and they came up a little bit short. Was there especially a lot of disappointment for them to get as close as they did to a championship and end up in second place?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and especially Hunter is probably one of the most competitive kids in the practice room. He hates to lose, and rightfully so. And he just got caught in the first period. We gave up 4 points really quick. And when you're wrestling a good kid, it's hard to come back from that 4-point deficit. So he did his best, and we got the score back up to, I think it was 6-3 was the final score. And that's a match that we'll definitely be wrestling those guys again, Draven Wright from Gallatin. Yeah. So we'll see him again in the GRC. We'll see him in the district tournament. So Yeah, hopefully we're going to close the gap next time.
We start talking this point of the season when you know you have the GRC tournament and districts right around the corner, districts about a month away. And we'll talk about guys who you would suspect, unless there's something major that happens, they're going to end up at state, or they're a favorite to end up at state. There are guys that you think have a chance to get there. Then there are a group of guys that you think have a chance, but they got another couple of steps to go to improve. Are there just some guys that you look at right now, Coach, and say, man, they are really close to having a breakthrough, and I think it's going to happen for them in the next 2 to 3 weeks? Are there a group of guys for your team that are like that right now?
Yeah, we've got a few guys that are in that category. Our district is one of the toughest districts, if not the toughest district in the state. If you look at the team rankings and everything, we've got most of the top 10 teams in the state in our district. So our guys are going to have to go out and have a perfect day. And like you said, those guys that are just right on the bubble, they're going to have to do everything right and have a really good tournament. But we definitely have a few of those guys.
I should know the answer to this, but my brain's going blank right now. The Gary Hag Invitational on Saturday, where is that at?
That's at Brookfield.
Okay. Be tested there, certainly. And we kind of hinted at this one when we know this, whenever the Hornets and the Bulldogs get together and anything, it's big. Chillicothe Trenton wrestling matches are always really competitive, really intense. It ought to be a really fun night, one way or the other, Tuesday night at THS.
Oh man, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be our senior night, and it's just I know they've got a full roster, and we're pretty amped up for that one.
Yeah, especially this year. It always seems like this is the case, but you match up really close with Chillicothe. This could be one that comes down the last couple of matches, couldn't it?
I think it will. Yeah, we're going to give away some points due to opens, but our boys are pretty well used to that this year. So they're going to have to go out and get pins and score those bonus points for us. And if they do that, I think it's going to be a heck of a duel.
Wrestling starts at 5 o'clock on Tuesday from THS. Coach, we'll talk to you about the GRC tournament next week. Good luck with the events coming up.
Well, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.